happy birthday to our very own Smooth Ray J the Doctor. Before we introduce our guest, we just got to acknowledge Smooth Ray J the Doctor, who has been with us since the beginning.
Yes, Ray J the Doctor.
Happy birthday, Ray J, on this Valentine's Day.
He's giving out prescriptions and stuff later on. So
there you go. And laying hands on people in the studio. Yeah. She weathered it all to come on in. Emily Kraft is in the building from Best Financial Credit Union. Emily, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Good. It's good to see you. I didn't know if you was going to make it because I know the weather's been bad in Muskegon and, you know.
It's a little cold here, but you know, it's Valentine's Day. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So people are out. They're out. They are.
We're having a party at the credit union. Lots of
food. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We had a love theme potluck today. So you got me out of the snacks.
That's good. Best Financial Credit Union. Tell Muskegon about Best Financial Credit Union.
Well, so we are actually celebrating our 70th birthday this year. So we've been around for quite a while. We started in Muskegon. We also have a branch in Spring Lake. And then we also share a branch with a lot of different credit unions. So if you are a member with us, you can transact business at lots of different credit unions all over the U.S.
Oh, wow. And what's the difference? What makes Best Financial Credit Union so different?
I would say the people, not only our members, but our staff. We truly care about the community and we try to give back, you know, as much as we can and all of the different initiatives that we do. And then the staff, they truly care about being able to save our members money and getting them in the right products and services that they deserve.
Mm-hmm. Now, did Best Financial Credit Union have another name
before? Yes. It's had a few. We started, the previous one was Community Schools Credit Union.
There we go.
A lot of us know us as the Teachers Credit Union.
Okay. Community Schools. That was the name it had for a while.
Yep.
Okay.
We changed it in 2014 to Best Financial. That was when we became open to the public and you did not have to be an educator.
Hmm. Good. Go ahead, Big Rob.
Yeah. Oh no! You were doing just dandy. What are you? Some of you guys as models for the employees with customers? Because I know if you've been around that long, you probably didn't developed a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, we really like to give our members, you know, like their best within reach. So whatever that is, you know, we have a lot of different programs. Even if you have slightly bruised or damaged credit, different things that we can get you into vehicles and everything like that. So we truly, like, we look at the big picture, not just the credit score and what's on the credit report.
That's good. That's mm-hmm. good.
What do you think the bulk of your loans are? Do you do mortgages?
We do mortgages. I would say we are primarily known for our auto loans, auto and motorcycle. We have the same rate for both of those. But yeah, believe it or not, we do mortgages. Most people don't know that.
Okay. But they will now.
There you go. Yeah. And when you compare your mortgage rates to like the other entities out there, the big banks or mortgage companies, where do you guys sit at?
Well, I'm technically not a loan officer, so I can't quote the rates, but I would say we're pretty competitive. You would have to call one of the mortgage loan officers for a specific mortgage rate, but for auto loans, we're as low as 4.99%. So that is pretty competitive in the Muskegon area right now. A lot of them are in the 6-7% range.
What if somebody has an auto loan out there and they want to come try Best Financial? Mm-hmm. Can y'all redo
We can refinance it. Yep. So we have something we call our credit score assessment. We can have you fill out this form and it allows us to do a soft pull on your credit so it doesn't affect your score. And then we can look at any loan that you have elsewhere to see if we can save you money by bringing it over to the credit union. And if we can't, we'll say, hey, you know, you're great where you're at. You're getting a great rate, but
you'll be honest, right?
Chances are we can probably beat it.
You're going to be honest,
yes.
though.
Yes, we're definitely honest about it.
She says slightly bruised credit. What if you have a credit like mine? That's just a wreck.
Oh, we've seen all of them. You come on over, we'll put you on a path.
Slightly bruised. I like that.
Yeah, she says slightly bruised credit. I ain't know you caught that, P. I'm like, slightly bruised? No, I got a train wreck.
Yeah. So what do you consider slightly bruised? Like what credit score, if you had an idea?
You're asking the marketing person what
sorry.
I don't know.
In your opinion, Emily.
No, 500, 600. I mean,
that's slightly bruised.
Yeah.
I got a train wreck.
Wow. Have the credit union, have you guys participated in any credit repair seminars, anything?
Yeah, we do a lot. We've started to do more at Muskegon Community College again, but we do a lot of different presentations with the schools. But yes, we do. Like I had said, we have our credit score assessment program. We typically like to do those on one-on-ones. We can go out to businesses and do it that way, but we find that a lot of people don't like to talk about finances in front of other people. Imagine that.
Yeah.
So we find that the form works better. We have them fill that out, and then we can consult individually, whether that's over the phone, text, come in person. We do it all the different ways.
Okay. All right. I know when I go in there, there's always a young lady. Oh, you go in the front door. Always somebody over mm-hmm. there saying
yep.
hi.
Yep. Lisa, she now sits at our front desk. She's got usually crazy red hair.
Yeah.
Purple, yeah. On the day, but,
yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to get in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Do y'all see that hair?
Oh, yeah. She's known for her hair. That's how we know who they're talking about.
She always says hi and seems chipper. And, oh, you can get in line. Or if you want to see somebody, oh, let me help you. And, you know, yeah,
she
great person.
Good job at
Yes, absolutely. I'm sorry, PA.
Yeah, Emily's here from Best Financial Credit Union in the studio. How much money do you need to start an account at Best Financial?
Well, $5. We hold that in the account that establishes your membership and gives you access to all of the products and services that we offer. So not a lot, believe it or not.
Wow, that's it. And what other residential requirements?
We do have to have a valid driver's license or an ID, a picture ID with the correct address on it. Really, that's it. Those are really the only two things.
Mm.
That's
so
it.
So you can't use a passport?
You could use that.
Don't have your address.
Oh, no, you need your address then. You still need address. I mean, I guess you could. And
right.
Then we would use a piece of mail to verify your address.
Yeah.
There's other ways.
She's going to go back to her team and be like, look, I got stumped over there at 103.
No.
She didn't ask me, can I use a passport ID? I don't know nothing about that. Can we use a passport ID?
Yeah. That's a government ID. It's a government ID. So, yeah. Yeah, the passport is probably more accurate than the driver license.
Yeah, very much so.
Probably.
Yeah,
because you gotta have your birth certificate to get that.
Yeah.
What about credit cards?
We do have credit cards. Those start as low as 9.99% APR. That's for our low interest credit card. And then we do have a rewards card that starts at 11.99%. And that one, every time you swipe it, you're in points. And those points you can redeem for travel, gift cards. We call them star points.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys do a scholarship. I think I can pull it up on the screen.
Yep.
If you don't mind. Talk about the annual scholarship program.
Yep. So this one, we did make the due date a little sooner this year. So you'll notice it's in March. So we do offer two $1,000 scholarships to graduating high school seniors in the area. And the cool thing is they actually, part of their scholarship application, they get to nominate a teacher of their choice that's been influential during their time in school. And we actually give them a $250 classroom grant to use in the classroom. So they have two essays to do out to write and then the application, and they can do it right on our website. And that is due on March 7th this year.
There you go, Muskegon, March 7th. And we'll put this up on our Facebook page if you missed this stream or radio broadcast. So make sure your kids apply. Back in during COVID, Best Financial was very generous to us. It gave us $1,000 during COVID, and we are forever grateful for that. And I don't know, it was a blessing because we were working during COVID. You know,
yeah. I think that was part of our give back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
So we've been fortunate every year that I've worked there, we've been able to give back. We give back $15,000 to local nonprofits. Every year it's kind of looked a little bit different. But generally speaking, the premise is that we have the nonprofits do a video that we host on our website where the community votes. So during COVID, we did 15 $1,000 scholarships. Some years we've done four of them. Some years we've done three. So it looks a little bit different every year. This year is the first year we're actually letting, we're tying it in with a staff initiative that we're doing. And they don't even know this. They don't get to find the list on Monday unless they're watching, which, oops, that's kind of the bag. But we do an internal competition kind of related to like March Madness, BFCU Madness. And so the winners of that this year are actually going to pick our nonprofits. So we are going to have four of them, and they will each get $3,750 this year.
Wow.
So wow, the staff is going to pick this year instead of the community. We're just switching it up and trying something different.
Wow.
So, Emily, is there anything that you would like to discuss that we haven't talked about?
Well, our birthday gift that we gave to the community was our Kasasa Saver rate. We did a 7% on our Kasasa Saver. So you do have to have a checking account with the credit union and qualify in that checking account. But as long as you qualify, the Saver, it's like an added savings account, will pay that 7% up to $50,000. So it's higher than any CD, any money market that I've seen in the area. So that's an amazing, amazing rate.
Wow. It's pretty good. How long do we have to sit there?
It doesn't have to sit there. So the only qualifications are you have to have a qualifying checking account. So essentially our Kasasa checking accounts, you just have to do 15 debit card transactions a month and have something direct deposited or coming into the credit union electronically.
Electronically. Okay.
Yep. Wow. Some type of funds.
Wow. Anything else you'd like to share?
Not that I can think of, really.
This ain't Emily's last time coming here. She says she'll be here once a week from now on. Every Friday. She needs a way to get out of work on Friday. She's going home after this, PA.
Oh, okay. So, we'll wrap it up. I know Monday is a holiday, so the credit union is closed, right?
The credit union is closed, but we actually are working. We are doing an all staff training day that I've been helping to coordinate. So we will be at the credit union. So don't get confused when you see all our cars there. We won't let you in.
Oh, yeah. That will be confusing.
Right. That would be confusing. You come to see all the cars come to the door and it's locked.
Yeah. Off site. This is the first time we're doing our training on site. So I'm sure there will be people calling on the doors, but.
Wow.
Maybe you can have, I don't know her name again. Maybe Lisa, you can have, yeah. Stand there. Hey, we're closed today. We're just doing some training, you know, you have her doing that.
I actually did think of one other thing that we didn't talk about in relation to our checking accounts is our school debit cards. So not only do our checking accounts give back to you, but we also have debit cards for the local schools that link to those checking accounts. So every time you swipe the debit card, we actually make a donation to that school that it represents. So
really?
We're 11 schools in the area. And then last year, the total was just shy of 50,000 that we gave back.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. That's major. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
So it follows the school year. So they have, you know, they're earning from July 1st through June 30th every year. And then at back to school, we announce what they earned for that previous year.
So how do they,
how
do kids sign up?
So you just have to have a checking account with the credit union, and then your debit card would have a picture of your school logo. Essentially, they all have a different design. And then every time you swipe it, we make a donation on the back end.
$50,000 to the schools. That's a lot of money.
It is. The highest school in the area was Oak Ridge, actually. They were our starting school, so they've been building it up for years. But they got just shy of $10,000 last year.
Wow. Just so from using really the debit card.
Program.
Yeah. All right. Y'all hear that? Best Financial Credit Union. Thank you so much, Emily, for coming out on
this holiday. Thank you for having me.
On this holiday weekend. Very informative. You did good. Is this your first radio interview?
Not my first radio interview, but the first one that I'm on camera.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't that bad.
No.
Thankfully, I'm really small on the screen, so I can't see myself.
Well, good job. Maybe next time I'll be in the studio with you all. So,
yeah.
But thank you so much for coming in today, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right. All right, Ms. Gigan, going back to more music. It's the Afternoon Jams.